parties, and we'll say good morning. Today's daf is Kuf Lamed Beis. We'll begin on Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the last line. We should note that our shiur this morning is sponsored by Alan Weisman, for the yardside of his father-in-law, Zachariah Ben Yisrael Tzvi, and we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torahs and Shem will have an aliyah. Amar Mar. So we'll say again, remember, yesterday we spent a significant amount of time focusing on the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, vis-a-vis all of these other mitzvos. Right? So we saw, remember yesterday, we saw Lulav, and we saw Sukkah, and we saw Matzah, and we saw Shofar. But remember, the topic of our mission, as Bris Milah says, Hilly Kagan mentioned yesterday, it's interesting, where do we know that, how does Rabbi Eliezer know that Milah and Machshira are Doch HaShabbos? Right? So we learn that every other mitzvah, how do we know about Milah? So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Mila v'chol machshir ha'doch nesah Shabbos. Mila, bris mila, and all of its preparatory acts have the ability to set aside Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. These are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. And once again, remember, just to reorient this also to the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Eliezer in the realm of bris mila itself. Right? Even Rabbi Akiva will agree that bris mila is doch Shabbos. The machlokis is by machshirin. Let's say again, can I make the knife on Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer says yes, Rabbi Kiva says no. So where does Rabbi Eliezer know that you can do this? So the Gemara says, imikulhu gamar kidarmina. So first of all, the Gemara says, if you're going to go ahead and tell me that Rabbi Eliezer learns out bris milah from all of these other cases, that can't be why kidarmina, like we said yesterday. Because once remember, each of the cases we enumerated yesterday, each have their own specific, unique aspect that the truth is would really render it impossible to learn out from them to bris milah. Va'od malahanach, top of Kuf Lamed Beis, shechein im aver zmana batla. Furthermore, all of the other mitzvot that we spoke about before, right? Lulav, sukkah, matzah, shofar, the common denominator is if you miss your window, the mitzvah is over. However, remember, bris milah is not like that. Bris milah, even though the mitzvah is on the eighth day, if you miss the eighth day, then the mitzvah goes on until it's actually performed. So therefore, bris milah can't be learned out from anything else. If bris milah can't be learned out from anything else, then where does Rabbi Eliezer glean his opinion from? The Amakra, Ubayom Hashmini, Yimol Basar Arlaso. Because the pasuk says, and on the eighth day, he will circumcise the Arla. The Gemara learns out, Rabbi Eliezer learns out, Afilu b'Shabbos, right? Even on Shabbos. So Rashi points out over here, Umila gufa didach yashabis amrina lekamon halacha lemoshe misinai. Yasalu biyom machshira. So Rashi gives us a little bit coming attractions. So remember, what the Gemara says over here is like this, that what Rabbi Eliezer is using this bayom for is not just bris mila. Rabbi Eliezer is using bayom hashmini, that mila takes place on the eighth day, even if the eighth day is Shabbos, to teach you that mila is docha Shabbos and machshireha. And any necessary preparatory act to allow you to do mila is also mutar on Shabbos. Wherever should be yomar b'tzar lo so about the Shabbos v'lichtov rachmana b'mila v'leisu hana v'ligbar minei. If that's the case now that we've proven that bris mila and kol machshireha are docha Shabbos, why don't you use bris mila as the paradigm and what learn everything else out from bris mila? To which the gemara says mishum de'ikal mifrach. Because you could bring up a pircha, you could bring up a kasha that says malamila shekein nichras to Allah shlosh esrei brisos. Perhaps mila is different. Why is mila different? Because there are 13 covenants that were forged around the bris mila. Now, what does it mean 13 covenants? You look at Rashi Yudimah brisos ne'amru li Avram beparshas mila. The word bris is mentioned 13 times in the parasha of bris mila by Avram Avinu, which Chazal understand refers to the 13 covenants that are forged around bris mila. So the Gemara is saying is perhaps bris mila is so profound, is so important. That's why it's Doch HaShabbos, but you couldn't necessarily learn out from bris mila to any other mitzvah, says the Gemara. So Bosai, this seems to be again. So now the Gemara is given the textual support for Rabbi Eliezer by Yom Hashmin Yimol B'Sar Arloso, the eighth day, even if that eighth day falls out on Shabbos, says the Gemara. Adkan. So the Gemara says, until now, the Rabbanan are only arguing with Rabbi Eliezer about Machshire Mila, right? The preparatory acts to perform, making the knife, cutting down the trees, making the coals, creating the fire to make the knife. Aval Mila Gufei, Divrei HaKol Docha Shabbos. But everyone agrees that the Bris Mila itself is Docha Shabbos. Minalan, where do we know this from? Amar Ula Halacha. So Ula said it's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Halacha, Rabbi Yitzchak says it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Meisve, Sigmar raises the Kasha. So now the Gemara is going to challenge that idea that Bris Mila, Docha Shabbos, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So v'chein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, fine, Meisve. Gemara is the Kasha. Minayin lepikuach nefesh shedocha Shabbos. Shedocha Shabbos. How do we know that pikuach nefesh? How do we know that danger to life goes ahead and sets aside all of the laws of Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah says the following: Ma mila shi achos me'ivarav shel adam docha Shabbos. Seif bris mila, which only deals with one part of man's body, sets aside Shabbos. Kavachomer lepikuach nefesh. Shedocha es haShabbos. Then what? It's interesting. Kavachomer. All the more so. Right? Pikuach nefesh, which is a threat to one's entire body, is docha Shabbos. The isakadaitcha halacha. And if you think that the concept that mila is docha Shabbos is a halacha leMoshe miSinai, kavachomer that kavachomer mehalacha miAsin. Can you learn out a kavachomer from a halacha leMoshe miSinai? So we'll say what we're going to see is the following. That remember, Kal v'chomer is an exegetical principle that says that if something applies in a situation that is generally more lenient, it'll certainly apply in a situation that is more stringent. So what the Gemara wants to suggest is that you can't learn out a Kal v'chomer from a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Why? Because a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is in its own parsha. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai can't be used as a basis to learn out anything else. So you understand already what the kasha is going to be. The Gemara just said before that, how do we know that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos? That's what? Because if bris mila, which only deals with one part of the body, is docha Shabbos, so if pikuach nefesh deals with the whole body, is docha Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to, just so you follow the flow, the Gemara wants to know, according to the Rabbanon, who agree with Rabbi Eliezer, at least in the realm that mila is docha Shabbos, where do they learn that mila is docha Shabbos? So the Gemara says halacha l'moshe miSinai. The Gemara says that's very interesting because elsewhere bris mila docha Shabbos is used to create a kavachomer to say that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. But if bris mila is really a halacha l'moshe miSinai, then what? Then it can't be used for the kavachomer. So the Gemara says v'hatanya, we learned the sakadaitcha halacha, and if you want to say that pikuach nefesh, that mila docha Shabbos is a halacha l'moshe miSinai, kavachomer mehalacha meyasi. Can we use it for the basis of a kavachomer? But we learned, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah said, Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, etzem kisaura mitame halacha, revias dam kavachomer, ve'in donin kavachomer mehalacha. So we'll say, listen to this. So look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Akiva etzem kisaura halacha. Rabbi Akiva dan kavachomer. Rabbi Akiva was making the following kavachomer. Minayim l'reviyas dam hameis shanazir megalech al ohalo. How do we know that what happens if a nazir is under the same roof with the reviyas of blood? The reviyas of blood. How do we know that brings his nazirus to an end and he's got to restart the whole process? Kavachomer. So Rabbi Akiva makes a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Ma etzen kisa ora she'enu metame ba'ohel. Nazir migaleach amaga ova amasao. So we know that if a nazir comes in contact with a piece of bone the size of a saora, the size of just a wheat kernel, right? That a bone fragment that small doesn't have the ability to convey tumas ohel. And yet, if a nazir comes in contact with that, either by carrying it or by touching it, he has to start his nazirus all over again. Revias dam shematame ba'ohel dechsiva al kol nefesh meis lo yavo. Ein odin shanazir megaleach aleha. Rabbi Akiva says again, if halacha lemaisa a nazir is going to go ahead and have to end his nazirus and restart through contact with a little fragment of bone, then all the more so a revias of blood, which does have the ability to convey tuma under a roof, certainly will bring his nazirus to an end. Va'amali Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Akiva, etzem kisa ora halacha l'moshe miSinai shehein nazir megaleach aleha. Or a vias dam ata ba lil mon yonu ba kavachomer, ve'in dan kavachomer mehalacha, Lo nitna Torah shebal peh lidrosh biyud gimel midos. So what it says the Gemara over here, the following idea. So Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Akiva, your Kal V'chomer is flawed. Why is your Kal V'chomer flawed? I mean, logically it makes sense, but the reason why it's flawed is because the whole idea that etzem kisaura, that a little bone fragment could go ahead and be metame anazir and causing the stars and and zeros all over again is what? Is a halacha l'moshe misinai. And you can't create a Kal V'chomer based on a halacha l'moshe misinai. Rabbi said, the only reason the Gemara is bringing down this case is to illustrate the principle that you don't make a Kal V'chomer based on a halacha l'moshe misinai. That's all. This has nothing to do with our sugya. The Gemara is just showing here you had Rabbi Akiva trying to make a Kal V'chomer from halacha l'moshe misinai, and Rabbi Eliezer stepping in and saying you can't do that. So therefore the Gemara says, Ella, so once we're back to the drawing board. So now essentially we've shown that we need a new source for the rabbi's, the Rabbanon's idea that Mila is Docha Shabbos. Because it can't be that Mila is a halacha l'moshe misinai, because Mila is used as a Kal V'chomer in other places, which would indicate that it's not a halacha l'moshe misinai, because you can't make a Kal V'chomer for a halacha l'moshe misinai. If that's the case, we're back to square one. Where did the Rabbana learn out the concept that Mila is Docha Shabbos? Ela Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asya Os Os. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar says, we make a Gzeres Shava of Os Os. Now, what does that mean? Rabbi Elazar says, Os over here, the first Os that the Gemara is talking about is by Bris Milah. V'hai unamaltim es besar orlaschem, v'haya lo os bris. It'll be an os bris. And the second os is Shabbos. Shabbos. Osi beni uvenechem. Excuse me. Osi beni uvenechem. So there's an os by bris and an os by Shabbos. And therefore the Gemara says that Gezeirah Shavah equates the two and tells you that you can even go ahead and do Mila on Shabbos. Elamiatu, well, if that's the case, Tfilin diksiv be os litchi Shabbos. You know, it also says os by Tfilin. If that's the case, then either the wearing or the making of Tfilin should also be docha Shabbos. Ela asya bris bris. Ela asya bris bris. Rather, no, it must be that because it says bris by bris milo, and it says bris by Shabbos, that this gzer Shabbos says that halacha lamai, so you can go ahead and perform a bris milo on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Godol dechsiv be bris litche Shabbos. So interestingly enough, the word bris is written specifically in the context of the bris of a godol. The bris of a godol. Now, what does that mean? What bris of the godol are they talking about? Avraham Avinu. So when the Torah speaks to Avraham Avinu about his bris milah, it speaks about the concept of bris. Right? Otherwise, for example, in Parashas Tazria, where it speaks about bris milah, it doesn't say the word bris. It says bayom hashmini yimol besar or laso. There's no mention of bris. Bris is by Avram. So that's what the Gemara calls a bris gadol, right? A bris of an adult, somebody over bar mitzvah. Okay, so now all I know, the bris gzer shava only teaches me what? That perhaps the bris of a gadol can be done on Shabbos. How do we know about a regular bris milah? So the Gemara says, bris, the gadol k'tiksiv be, bris litchi Shabbos, ela asya doros. So you're right, we have to make a different gzer shava of Doros. It says Doros by Bris, it says Doros by Shabbos, therefore Mila's Docha Shabbos. Rav says, well, 1 second. Sitzis, Dichsim be Doros, Litchi Shabbos. Well, okay, if that's the case, it says Doros by the mitzvah of Sitzis also, so maybe the making of Sitzis should also be Docha Shabbos. Elo Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is interesting. Danin, Os Bris Vidoros, Me Os Bris Vidoros. La'afuke hanach dechad chadhu dechsiv bohen. This is interesting. So Nachman Bar Yitzchak says it's a triple gzer shava. That it says os, bris, and doros by Mila, and os, bris, and doros by Shabbos. And therefore that creates the bridge between the two to tell you that Mila is docha Shabbos. But all of these other examples, right, only have one of those words. And because they only have one of those words, therefore they're not docha Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kras. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I think there's a different source. Rabbi Yochanan says, the pasuk says, Bayom! Why do you have to make this complicated? Right? Again, going back to the pasuk that Rabbi Eliezer himself quoted, Ubayom Hashmini Imal Besar Laso, on the eighth day. Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos. Right? Bayom. Here's what's interesting. Just grammatically, there are two ways you could have phrased that pasuk. You could have said, Bayom Hashmini, or Bayom Hashmini. Right? Now the truth is, you know, they translate the same way on the eighth day. But Bayom HaShmini, instead of on the eighth day, is on the eighth day. Right? On the. That the eighth day has to be the day of the Mila, no matter when it falls out. Afilu b'shalus. Amalei Yerushalmi Rabbi Yochanan. If that's the case, ela me'ata, v'chusari kapara d'chsiv b'hu, Bayom, hachinami d'dachu Shabbos. Ayes, it says Yerushalmi Rabbi Yochanan. If that's the case, v'chusari kapara. Rabbi will say, who are Mechusari Kapara? Look at Rashi. Mechusari Kapara, call to me and anybody who's Tamei, Shehozrechu L'Karban, Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzora, Ne'emar Bahem, Ubayom HaShmini. So remember, these are different individuals who are Tamei. Now remember, the common denominator in all these cases is, there's a period of waiting, right? You have to wait, you have to wait until you become Tahar, and then they have to bring a Karban. So you can have a situation where they've waited the requisite amount of time, but they have not yet brought their karban. Those are called mechusari kapara. They are individuals who are lacking full atonement. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, that Bayom teaches you that the event should happen on Shabbos, then perhaps these individuals should be able to bring their karbanos on Shabbos also, because what does the pasuk say? O Bayom HaShmini, on the eighth day, depending on which one you're talking about, that's when they can bring their karbanos. So maybe even on Shabbos, to which the Gemara says, Hahumi Bayli Bayom Balo Balaila. No. That Bayom, actually by these Mechusari Kapara, are necessary to teach us that the Kabaras are only brought by day and not by night. Hainami mi Bayli Bayom Balo Balaila. But if that's the case, Brismila also we need the Bayom to teach us by day and not by night. Hahu mi ben Shmonas Yamim Nafka. To which the Gemara says, No. That's actually the idea that Brismila can only be done by day and not by night. That's learned out from the phrase of Mi ben shmonas yomi. Hai nami mi bayom sabaso nafka. Okay, but you can learn out by the karbonos, by the mechusari kapara, from the phrase also bayom sabaso, on the day that it's commanded. So the Gemara says, afagab de nafka mi bayom sabaso. See, though you could have learned out the obligation to bring karbonos by day from the phrase mi bayom sabaso, it's tricha. We still need the bayom to teach us by day by karbonos. Why? Sakadait chamina, I might have thought the following. I might have thought about say that since by these karbanos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanos on us. What's the rachmanos? That we know, for example, that even though the Torah says he's supposed to bring a particular type of animal as a karban, if a person is poor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the option to bring cheaper karbanos. So we see already that there's an element of divine compassion in this parsha of karbanos. But Laila Nami Lay say, I might have thought that divine compassion extends to the timing as well. And what? You should even be able to bring these karbanos at night. Therefore, kamash malon, that's not the case. Maskif la ravina, if that's the case, that the Torah is mekil on these karbanos, elame ata yehe zar kasher bahen, a non-coin should be permitted to do the avodah, vehe onin kasher bahen, or a coin who's an onin, who's in arayt, who's in aveos, aninos is the period between death and burial, should be able to be makariv them, ha ahadre kra. But this is why the pasuk goes back. Look at Rashi. Ha Hadre cuts the first wide line. Lif so bahen laila, dechsiv bohu ubayom kida aminon. Vecheban de leinian laila, Torah's kala kabanos aleyen, leinian zarva only nami Torah's kabanos aleyen. So we'll say the Gemara says that since the pasuk by kabanos goes back and once again restates bayom, that teaches us that all of the regular strictures of kabanos apply to these mechusari kapara. Despite the fact that there is this unique leniency that if you're poor, you can bring an inferior carbon. Rav Acher bar Yaakov Amar Kras. So we'll say, again, we're still back to trying to figure out where do the Rabbanon learn out their shita that Mila is Docha Shabbos. So another suggestion. So the Gemara says, Rav Acher bar Yaakov Amar Kras, Shmini has to be done on the eighth day. Shmini afilu b'Shabbos. And we learn from the fact that it says the eighth day, that even if the eighth day is Shabbos, the Gemara says, one second, Hai Shmini mi boyde l'me'ute shrihi, but that Shmini is necessary, what? To exclude the seventh, right? To exclude the seventh day, it can't be on the seventh day. Shvi'i mi ben shmonas yamim nafka. No, we exclude the seventh day from the phrase of that the child has to be 8 days old. So Gemara says, one second, v'akate mi boyde, we need that phrase also, why? Chad l'me'ute shvi'i, Dechad l'me'ute tishii. We need one phrase to exclude the seventh day, and one phrase to exclude the ninth day, meaning Avosa again. One phrase teaches us you can't do it any earlier than the seventh day, and one phrase, than the eighth day, excuse me, and one phrase teaches us that you should not think, you see, by Brismila, you might have thought that the eighth day triggers the chiyuv. But then again, you can pretty much do it any time afterwards that you want. Kamash Balon, Bayom HaShmini, you really have to do it on the eighth day. The Imichad, because if it would have just said one of these phrases, Hava Amina Shvi Hu Delo Matiz Mane, I might have thought you can't give the Bris Milah on the seventh day. Why? Because the time of obligation has not yet arrived. Avav Mishmini Ma'elech, but from the eighth day and on, Zmanehu, it is the appropriate time you can do the Bris Milah. Ela Mechavarta Kidrav Yochanan. Therefore, the Gemara says it would appear that the clearest source for all of this is Rabbi Yochanan. So, we'll say, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan was of the position that the Rabbanan learned out the idea that Milah is Doch HaShabbos from the phrase Bayom Hashmini, on the eighth day, even if that eighth day falls out on Shabbos. Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Udulok Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Not like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. What does the pasuk say? What does the brisa say? Excuse me. Shmini. The pasuk says Shmini, the eighth day. Shmini Yimo. Yochal Afilu B'Shabbos. Excuse me. Shmini Yimo Afilu B'Shabbos. Right? Bless you. The pasuk says on the eighth day you will do Bris Milah, even on Shabbos. Umani Mekayim Echal Lehamos Yumas. What do I do about the pasuk that says that those who violate Shabbos will be put to death? B'Shar Melachos Chutz Milah. That only applies to other Melachos and not Bris Milah. Or Eino Ela Afilu Milah. But maybe you'll see it applies to Milah also. Umani Mekayim Shmini Yimo. And therefore, what would I say? What does the pasuk mean when it says on the eighth day Bris Milah should occur? Maybe that's as long as the eighth day falls on any other day. But Chutz Mishabbos, Talmud Lomar Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos. Therefore, the Braisa says this is a position of Yochanan. And it doesn't just say Yishmini. Rather, what does it say? Bayom HaShmini. And Bayom HaShmini teaches you that Afilu B'Shabbos. Amar Rava, Haytana Meikara Mai Kanechale Ulubasof Mai Kakashile. So we'll say Rava points out something very interesting. The way the Braisa reads is quite fascinating. The Braisa begins with a statement, right? And the statement is that Milah's Doch HaShabbos. Then the Braisa kind of backpedals a little bit and says, well, maybe that's not the case. Kamash Malon Bayom HaShmini. So Rava says, what's going on in the Tana's mind that the Tana seems to backpedal a little bit? So the Gemara says the following. It's quite interesting. So the Gemara says, Hachikamer, this is what the Tana means to say. Shmini Yimah Afilu B'Shabbos. Pasuk says that you give the Bris Milah on the eighth day, and we learn out from there, even on Shabbos. Uma'ani Mekayim Mechal Aleha Mos Yumas. And what does it mean when the Pasuk says, those who violate the Shabbos will die? Bishar Melachos, that refers to other Melachos, Chutz Mimila, with the exception of Bris Milah, Ava Mila Dachya. But Milah has the ability to be Doch HaShabbos. My time, Kal V'Chomer Hu. So why is that? It's Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Umat Saras Shedoch Es Ha'avoda. So we'll say, Saras is Doch Ha'avoda. Now what does it mean, Saras is Doch Ha'avoda? If a Kohen has Saras, he can't do Avoda. He can't do Avoda. And we don't give him the right to what? We don't say, cut off his Saras in order to do the Avoda. So Saras is Doch Ha'avoda. Okay, Amud Beis. V'Avoda Doch Es HaShabbos. And Avoda is Doch HaShabbos. So what does it mean, Avoda is Doch HaShabbos? We do Karbanos on Shabbos. Even though what? Even though technically speaking, Karbanos are Melacha. Right? You're doing Shechita, you're burning stuff, you're doing all kinds of stuff. Nevertheless, you see that Avoda is Doch HaShabbos. So watch, listen to this argument. Avoda Doch HaShabbos. Mila Doch HaOsa. And yet, what is Mila? Mila is Doch HaTzara'as. I will say, what does that mean? The halacha normally is that you're not permitted to go ahead and cut saras off your body. Right? You have to see how it plays out. What happens if a child has saras on a makom milah? Right? So the halacha is what? We still do the milah. So you see that milah's doch et saras. Shabbos shenitches mipnei ha'avoda eino din she tehei milah doch ha'osa. So I will say, hear this interesting logic. So follow this argument. So saras is docha. Saras is docha avoda. Avoda is docha Shabbos. Avoda is docha Shabbos, right? Mila is docha saras. So if mila is docha saras, saras is docha avoda. Avoda is docha Shabbos. Then therefore what? Then therefore saras should be docha Shabbos as well. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, "Eino din shetei mila docha Shabbos." So the Gemara says, "Omai o eino dika amar." So okay. So therefore, and what and why does the Tana have a suffix? So the Gemara says, "Umai." Excuse me. "Umai o eino dika amar." Hadra amar. Then the Tana said, "Well, maybe it's different." Umimai ditzaras chamura. How do you know that tzaras is more chamur? D Dilma Shabbos Chamura, maybe Shabbos is more Chamur, Shekin Yeshba Onshin Va'asharos Harbeh. Shabbos has a lot of different prohibitions associated with it. Inami Umimaid Mishum Dechamira Tzarasi. Or furthermore, how do we know that it's because of the Chumra of Tzaras? Dilma, meaning that Tzaras is Docha Avoda. Dilma Mishum Gavrohu Delochazi. Maybe it's just simply when a Kohen has Tzaras, he's not fit to do the Avoda. He's like a Balmum. Umani Mekayim. Shmini Yimol, Chutz Mishabbos. And therefore, if we take this all back, when the Pasuk says that you should circumcise on the eighth day, maybe that's the eighth day, but not on Shabbos. Talmud Lomar, Bayom, Afilu B'Shabbos. So we'll say, the Gemara just sheds a little bit of light. Apparently, originally the Tana was trying to see that maybe this whole thing is learned out from a Kal V'Chomer, but the Kal V'Chomer has holes in it, therefore it leads the Tana to ultimately say the actual source for this halacha, that Mila is Docha Shabbos, is like Rabbi Yochanan, that's what? That Bayom Hashmini, Bayom Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, Mila Docha Es Hatzaras, Mila Docha Es Hatzaras, Mila Docha Es Hatzaras, Bein Bizmara, Bein Shelo Bizmara. So Mila is Docha Es Hatzaras, Mila is Docha Es Hatzaras, both Bizmara and Shelo Bizmara. Now, what does it mean? We'll say, you could have Mila Bizmara means on the eighth day. Shelo Bizmana means any time after the eighth day. So Amira Bizmana and Shelo Bizmana is docha Saras. However, Yom Tov Eino Docha Ela Bizmana Bilbar. But Mila is only Docha Yom Tov if what? If it's Amira Bizmana. Mila Bizmana. So meaning, when it says Yom Tov, we'll see that means Shabbos also. So this happens often that, for example, let's say a child, for whatever reason, can't have Bris Mila on the eighth day. A child's jaundiced, something else. And let's say the first time the Maal gives the clearance is Shabbos. We don't do such a Mila on Shabbos, so push it to Sunday. Push it to Sunday. Only Mila Bizmana is Mila Bizmana, Shalom Bizmana is always Docha Tzaras, but only Mila Bizmana is Docha Yom Tov. So the Gemara says the following. Minhani Mili, how do we know this? The Tanra Avonon, Yimol Bisar Arla So. Pasuk says, you will circumcise the bust or the flesh of his Arla, the foreskin. Va'apa pishi yesham baheretz yikot, and the fact that the Torah says it in such a definitive fashion, we learn that from there, that even if there is a Baharas is one of the forms of Tzaras that exists, you still take off the Makom Mila, you still take off the Arla. Umani Mekayim, and what does it mean then when the Pasuk says, Hishamer Benega HaTzaras, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, be very careful with Tzaras? I will say, when the Torah says, be careful with Tzaras, what does that mean? It means, don't cut off your Tzaras. You're not allowed to cut off your Tzaras. So what does that refer to? B'shar makomos chutz mimila. That refers to other places on the body, but not on the makomila. O eino ela afilu mila. Or maybe you'll say, it applies to the makomila as well. Uma ani mekayim yimol b'sar arlaso. And what does it mean then when it says, you will circumcise your makomila, bizman she'in bo baheres. Maybe that only means when there's no tzaras there. Talmud lomar b'sar v'ava pish yeshan baheres. Therefore, the Torah says, you shall circumcise the flesh, even if there is a Baharas there. Amar Rava, Hai Tana Me'ikara Ma'nechale, Ulubasof Ma'itashi. So Rava asks the same thing. The Tana seems to go back and forth. So what is bothering the Tana? So the Gemara Sahaki Kamra, this is what the Tana, this Rava is going to give us a window into the thought of the Tana. Yimo Besar Arlaso, right? Torah says, you shall circumcise the flesh of the foreskin. And the Gemara learns that from there, even if there is Saras there. And what does it mean when the Torah says you should be careful with the Nega of Saras? Bishar Mekomos Chutz Mimila. Maybe that refers to all other parts of the body except from Mila. About Mila, Doches HaTzaras. But Mila is Doches HaTzaras. Where do we know this from? My time, oh. Da'asim Mekav HaChomer. You can learn that from a Kav HaChomer. What's the Kav HaChomer? Uma Shabbos Chamura Mila Docha Osa. When it comes to Shabbos, which is Chomer, Mila sets aside Shabbos, Tzaras L'Kol Shekin. So I will say, if Mila is Docha Shabbos, of course it's going to be Docha Tzaras. So the Gemara says, Umay O Ela Dika Amar. So what was the point of doubt of the Tana? So because the Tana said, or maybe not. So what's the or maybe not? What is the Tana doubtful about? Hadr Ka Amar, Mimay De Shabbos Chamira. Then the Tana said, well, how do I know that Shabbos is more chamer? Dilma Tzaras chamira. Maybe Tzaras is more chamer. Why? Shekein docha es ha'avoda. Because here's what's interesting. Saras is docha avoda, right? If the coin has saras, he doesn't do the avoda. Now we'll say, I just want to point out, the chiddush of that is, let's say there's only one coin. Let's say there's only one coin to do the avoda. And he has saras, we don't say what? Well, listen, the only coin, you got to do the avoda. So saras sets aside avoda. Furthermore, avoda docha is a Shabbos. But yet we know that avoda is docha Shabbos. Now the fact that saras is docha avoda, but Shabbos is not docha avoda, maybe means what? Maybe means that saras is more chumra than avoda. Tamil Lomar, Basar. Therefore, the Torah says Basar. You circumcise the flesh, no matter what. No matter what. Va'afidu shiyesh sham baharas. Even if there is saras there. Lishnachri, another insight, another possibility to this is, Mila docha sat saras. Mila sets aside saras. My time, or what's the reason? Da'asi ase v'dochi lo sase. So the Gemara says that what? That the reason is because the ase of Bris Mila, the positive commandment of Bris Mila, comes along and sets aside the prohibition of removing saras from your body. So the Gemara says, "Umay o eno." So what was the point of equivocation? What is the Tana in doubt about? So "Umay o eno de kamar, hadr kamar, emar da amrinan da asi asay v'dochi lo sasay." When do we say that a positive commandment has the ability to set aside a prohibition? That's when. That's by lo sasay grida. That's by a plain lo sasay. Plain lo sasay. Hi. However, when it comes to tzaras, asay velo saaseyu. So I'll say, interestingly enough, so tzaras actually has an asay, a positive commandment, as well as a prohibition. Look at Rashi. Hay asay velo saaseyu. Hishomer, the Torah says hishomer, lo saaseyu. Right? The Torah says, again, hishomer, benega tzaras, is the prohibition. Velaasos kechol asher yoru. And the Torah also says, you shall do with the nega tzaras whatever the kohen tells you to do. That's what? That's an asay. So also here's what's interesting. So on one hand, you have the asay of Bris Mila. So what we wanted to suggest originally is that Bris Mila is an asay. Tzaraz has a losa asay of Hishar Benega Tzaraz. And therefore, in Halach, we have the general idea that an asay could trump a lota asay. But maybe Tzaraz is different, because Tzaraz doesn't just have a losa asay. Losa has what? Losa has a positive commandment. So you have Mila, which is a positive commandment. Saras, which is a positive commandment and a prohibition, maybe Mila does not set that aside. Umani mekayi yimol b'sar arlaso. And what does it mean, therefore, when the pasuk says, you shall circumcise the flesh of the foreskin? Bizman she'ein ba baharas. That refers when? To when there is no baharas and there's no saras. Talmud lomar b'sar. Therefore, the pasuk says, you circumcise the flesh. Va'af api shiyesh sham baharas. And that is true, even if there's saras there. Teinach b'godol. So the Gemara says, that's fine with a gadol. Because what happens? By the gadol it says, basar, basar, katan namiksiv, basar. So also here's what's interesting. There are three different stages, what that we'll call, of bris milah. There's what the Gemara calls katan, gadol, and beinoni. Right? The katan is the baby that's 8 days old. 8 days old. 8 days old. The gadol is past 13 adults, right? And the beinoni is the child after 8 days. After 8 days. So it says basar. It says the word basar. So remember, we're trying to figure out, according to this Tana, that mila is docha tzaras. So now what the Tana seems to tell us is it's based on the word basar. That basar tells us to circumcise the flesh no matter what. No matter what is on that flesh, even if there's saras. So it says the word basar by a katan, 8-day-old baby. It says the word basar by a gadol, 13 years old. But yet, the Gemara says, beinoni minalon. It doesn't say the word basar in a situation of a post-8-day-old baby. So then how do I know by the post-8-day-old baby that halacha l'maisa, you could give the baby a bris mila even if there's saras on the makom mila? Amar Abaye, Asa mi beine. So we learn that from beine. So interestingly, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says beine is a tzad hashava. Tzad hashava, Rav Osa, is one of the exegetical principles, which is really, I guess, what you'd call like a common denominator. That's when you find the common denominator between certain things that allows you to go and learn out halachos one from the other. So Rashi says asa mi beine hatzad hashava shebahen. So Rashi says, what's the tzad hashava? What's the common denominator? Asa mi beine migadol. So, I'm sorry, asye mebinei, migadol lo asye. So the truth is, it's hard to learn out it's hard to learn out the Benoni from the case of the Gadol, from the case of the 13-year-old, Shekein Anosh Karet. Because remember, the 13-year-old, Rav Hossai, once the 13-year-old becomes 13 and doesn't have a bris milah, he assumes responsibility for that milah, and if he does not do so, it's punishable by Karet. Mikatan lo asye, from a katan you can't learn out why, Shekein milah bizmano. Right, so the halachah is the case of milah bizmano. So atala shava shevahen. So what's the common denominator between them? Shekein nimolin v'dochen esatzaras. So we'll say, what is the common denominator between the katan and the gadol? Right, between the katan and the gadol. Then in both of those cases, what you can do milah even if there's saras and makom milah. If that's the common denominator between the two poles, then that also becomes the common denominator for the middle, for the Benoni as well. And we learn as such a common denominator that the Benoni can also do a Mila even if there's Saras and the Makom Mila. Af kol sheni molin dochenes atzaras. Rava Amar, Mila bizmana lo tzricha kra. Rava says the concept that a Mila bizmana is doche Shabbos, is doche Shabbos, does not require a pasuk. Does not require a pasuk. Why? Mikal v'chomer asya. Because we can learn that from a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma Shabbos dechamira doche tzaras l'kol shekein. So the Gemara says the following. So for the look at Rashi just a moment. Rashi says, lo tzricha kra, v'chi asya kra l'shalo v'zmana shal benoni. So the pasuk comes to teach us the case of lo v'zmana v'benoni. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, not Shabbos, tzaras, excuse me. So Rava says, you can learn from a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma Shabbos dechamira docha, which Shabbos is considered to be more chomer than Saras, Mila trumps that. You could do a Mila on Shabbos. Saras l'kol shekein. Do you even write? So certainly, again, if Mila is docha Shabbos, and Shabbos is more chomer than Saras, right, then ultimately, certainly Mila trumps Saras. So the Gemara says, Umli Rav Safa l'Rava, l'mayit Shabbos chamira. How do you know that Shabbos is more chomer than Saras? Dilma, Saras chamira. Perhaps Saras is more chomer, Shekein doche es ha'avoda. Because remember, Rabosai, remember, on one hand, Saras has a chomer that Shabbos is not doche avoda. Saras is doche avoda, v'avoda doche es ha'Shabbos. To which the Gemara says, Hasam, lav mishum dechamira Saras. Rabosai, the fact that Saras is doche avoda is not a chumra of Saras over Shabbos. Rather, so why is it that Saras is doche avoda? Ela mishum degavrahu delochazi. Rabbi said the reason is because a person who has saras is not fit for the avoda. I mean, the issue is not that saras is more chomer than avoda. The issue is in this state a person can't do avoda. Why? Because also remember when the person has saras, there's a safek tuma, right? There's a safek tuma, and remember if you were to go ahead and cut, furthermore, we'll see this later on. When a kohen has saras, he actually has the status of a balmum. So because he has the status of a balmum, he can't do the avoda. So it's not really a function that saras is more chomer than Shabbos. It's not that it's more, but rather it's just simply a result that when a person is in this state, they're a balmum, and a balmum can't do avoda. So the Gemara says, Ela mishum gavrahu delo chazi, v'yakutz beheraso v'ya'avod. Aye, so why don't we say then, let the kohen cut off his saras and do the avoda, mechosra tevilahu. The problem is that even if he cuts off the tzaras, he's still missing tevilah in a mikvah. Look at Rashi, mechosra tevilah, v'lo chazi la'avod v'hayoma. Remember again, Abosai, that tevilah has to be done by the end of the day, and it's only ha'er of Shemesh, it's only nightfall, that would technically be mitayarin. U'mishum l'machar d'les la'avod d'kaman lo mitchi. So the Gemara says, hotinach nigoim t'meim. Negoim tohorim ma'ika lemeimar. So that only works for negoim tmeim, right? So remember, there are negoim tmeim, negoim tohorim. There are certain types of negoim of skin afflictions that we know are clearly tahor. We know they're tahor, but even when they're tahor, the kohen can't do the avoda, right? When he has them, so the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rav Ashi. Heichal amrinan de asi ase v'dochi lo sase. So Rav Ashi says like this: When do we say that an ase comes along and sets aside a lo sase? That's in a case of mila b'tzaras. Inami tzitzis v'kilayim de ba idna de misakir lav kamokim ase. So Rav Ashi, when do we say that an ase is docha lo sase? That's in a case where the ase, when you do the ase, or say differently. That's in a case when you are oker the asay, when you are oker the lav, the asay immediately occurs. So, for example, with bris mila and tzaras. So, when you are oker the lo sa'asay of cutting away tzaras, what happens at that very moment? The actualization of the asay bris mila, or when you go ahead and you tie tzitzis that are wool and linen together, at the moment that you're violating shatnez is what? The moment that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. However, hacha, but idna de misakir lelav, lo kamokim asay. But in this case, Rabbi said, if we were to allow the Kohen to what? To cut off his tzaras, that would be the lav. The asay of avoda is not happening instantaneously. Right? Rabbi said, when does the asay occur? Sometime later on, right? When he goes and does the avoda. So it's a Gemara, something very interesting. So therefore, again, what the Gemara was really suggesting was like this. If you're going to tell me that the asay of bris mila is oker tzaras, then why don't you make the same argument that say that the asay of avoda is also oker tzaras, and therefore let the Kohen go ahead and cut away the tzaras to do the avoda. To which the Gemara says, and the Rosh said, this is a fundamental yisod, that the only time that we say, and we accept this halacha, not necessarily in these cases, but the principle we accept, that when do we say asay doche lo sasay, when do we say that a positive commandment sets aside a prohibition, that's only when there's simultaneity, right? When by violating the lo sasay, I instantaneously actualize the asay. So when I cut off the baheres, I'm doing the bris mila. When I tie the shatnez to the 3 minutes of tzitzis, but there is not simultaneity, then we do not allow the violation of a lo sasay for the actualization of the asay. So therefore, if the Kohen were to cut away his baheres, very nice, but the asay does not come instantaneously, because either he has to go to the mikvah, or even if he doesn't have to go to the mikvah, something else might happen to him, and furthermore, the avoda is not happening at that very moment. Because there's not simultaneity, therefore again, the asay is not docha, the law is not asay. So we'll stop over here.